Wendy,
We're
would you
gonna
like a
start.
5-minute warning?
I would, thank you.
Okay,
And
great.
I'm just going through some highlighted areas of Bill's story. Starting off on page six, if anybody has the book, and if not, I'll be reading. And I'll begin. My name is Wendy. Thank you for having me here, Anna. I appreciate it. And I want to share about my problem that I'm aware of today. My number one problem is that I depend on myself and I think that I'm alone in this world and I need to figure everything out. I'm the judge, I'm the caretaker. I wear all these hats all throughout the day. And because I wear all these hats and I've assigned all these jobs to myself, I'm exhausted. I'm either passing out at night or I can't go to sleep because the jobs that I have assigned to myself keep me up and my mind working all through the night. What brought me to the program originally was drugs and alcohol, food, trying to control my husband, who was an alcoholic, dealing with my older daughter, who graduated into alcoholism, and me managing everyone, everything, including myself. And I want to talk about Bill's story because there's just a progression, and you can alternate whatever words you need to fit in there. For me, itself. Everything's me depending on self. And so here are my issues. First paragraph, page six, the remorse, the horror, and the hopelessness of the next morning are unforgettable. The courage to do battle was not there. My brain raced uncontrollably, and there was a sense of impending calamity, which is disaster. And then I go down a little. The mind and the body are marvelous mechanisms, for mine endured this agony for 2 more years. Then I go down a little bit more. Then came the night where the physical and the mental torture was so hellish, I feared I would burst through my window, sash and all. And then, first paragraph on page seven, I had been seriously ill, bodily and mentally. So if you're questioning your mental stability and you relate to anything I've read, I'm not just bodily different from my fellows. I am mentally ill. It says some. And then a little bit farther down, surely this was the answer, self-knowledge. And the reason why I'm going to stop there is because I am somebody who have who's been, of course, the garden is here. I'm going to have to move while I talk. I am somebody who has been gift wrapped into a different package, but I brought the same character into the program. And for me, what that means is I took the tools of the program and I used them as a way to fix myself. And everyone could look at me and go, oh, what a good girl. Look at her leading the meeting. Look at she's sharing today. What a girl. Look at her working the steps again. Oh, you go, girl. You want to be of service? And so on the outside, it all looks good. I've got the right roles. I might even carry the right message for the right meeting on the right day. But the truth is, the carrot sticks were the drugs, the alcohol, and the relationships. And self is what is bringing me to my knees. You thought alcohol, drugs, and food was bad? Just try living in the program depending on self. And having people like clap for you for depending on yourself, honor you, telling you to depend on yourself more. Family members who thought you were a loser. Well, now you're depending on yourself. Yay, Wendy. You know, I've been accepted. And the remorse and the hopelessness and the terror that has hit me by trying to manage all this stuff, even after alcohol was lifted, drugs have been lifted, cigarettes have been lifted, I'm no longer in that relationship. I don't eat flour, sugar, grains, whatever your, you know, problems are. I don't do that. It all looks like it should be a better life. But any life where I wake up and I'm still depending on myself is a disaster for me. And it's very, very dark, and it gets very painful before the dawn. And so coming to this one more time, I just had an experience a couple days ago. I was in a group, and it just hit me like a ton of bricks. And I've been told this, where every attempt, whether it's uncovering things from my childhood, sponsoring people, no matter what it is that I thought that I was doing, it was me just wrapped up in a different package. It was still me trying to control my own recovery. Not that God hasn't been able to move past that and give me things and remove things and carry me on this journey, but me thinking that I'm still the answer in any form, in the rooms, out of the rooms, eating, not eating, is a disaster. And I've come to every bottom with everything, like really low. I'm never somebody that just like hands anything over to God. I have extremely like, almost like I think that's it. Like I can't make one more minute. Like I'm going to be locked up and diagnosed as permanently insane. And I mean, same with food. I didn't, you know, lightly binge. I would lock myself in a room for days at a time. I got put on disability because I wasn't capable of working. And, you know, I've lived with one handy, I'll call them handicaps, one spiritual handicap at a time, and then all of them at once at different times. One seemed to be removed at a time. So I didn't come in and have everything shown to me in a day and everything taken away in a day. It's been in stages. And I think the last stage that I can foresee is honestly still depending on myself today, still thinking that somehow I can manage some sort of happiness if only I work this program harder. And I'm really just down on my knees right now, just opening myself up to God and really getting clear that I have nothing to bring to the table. Like, that's the real God honest truth. I can never be good enough, smart enough, work enough steps, pray enough, pray on my head, do it the Zen way, do it the Buddhist way, do it the non-dual, Christianity, read the Bible, blah, 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 you know, you name it. I got every book you can think of, every new book that comes in I order, every new step process I'll jump in. And it's all me trying to manage and control me, so that I can present to the world what I think I need to be, even on this side. It's painful. And again, my number one problem is me depending on me. And why do I depend on me? Because somewhere deep down, I have this deep-seated belief that I'm completely alone, that nobody loves me, nobody wants me, nobody cares about me, not even God. And so if I do all of these things, God will see me as worthy. Even though I was not handing out religious pamphlets when I was doing cocaine and drinking, I was not giving anything to the world, nothing. When I was binging days and days, year after year in my room, and I couldn't even take care of my daughter, I wasn't giving to the world. I mean, I was living off the government because that was the best I could do, literally. And judging all that, even today, is not my job. Knowing that I have to have dark in order to see the light, it's all a part of it. Constantly waking up and judging. Well, I should look like this. Well, you should look like that. Well, he should act like that. Well, she should be like, you know, coming to terms with that's all self-reliance. I am not here to judge my place on earth. I am not here to judge your place on earth. I'm not here to judge where you should be. And you certainly aren't in control of my experience. I'm not even in control of it. For those of you who are new, and I noticed that there were a lot of new people, the big book in going through this process in BBA is what has brought me to my knees and also lifted me up. And brought me to my knees and also lifted me up. I would never, ever, without God giving me this insight, ever be where I'm at right now. Like, he just continues to give me the gift of insight. And the insight for me is, I have nothing to bring to the table. I don't have to be anything. I don't have to know anything. I can show up right here with you guys today with the story, good story, bad story, knowledge, no knowledge, and God will meet me exactly where I'm at. I bring nothing to the table, not even the ability to show up at, what time is it? Well, it's 9 o'clock in California. I don't have the capacity to do this. At my best, I can lock myself in a room and eat myself to death, take myself out and live in a hotel on drugs, stay in an abusive relationship and chase him around and try to fix him for years on end. Like, there's nothing that I've been able to look back and go, that was a good one, Wendy. What a great decision that was. Oh, Wendy, try it again. Another new year. What'd you do? I mean, I have nothing. I have nothing but a sad story, a broken heart, and no ability to fix myself. And that's where I begin with God. Nothing, nothing to bring, not even today. So my message is, if you think that you're alone, that there's no hope, that there's nobody out there, that there's nothing you have to offer, then you're open and you're ready. And that's exactly where God's meeting me, in my brokenness. So thank you guys for letting me be here and just listening to me. And I don't know if I said anything of value, but I hope that somebody relates to me. Thank you, Anna, for having me.
Wendy, thank you so much. What a great message. Yeah, I think a lot of us relate to you. get the recording.